This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope are Tim Weakland and Todd Adams. Tim is a creative lead with IDL Worldwide here in Portland. He's a Portland native and develops engaging environmental experiences and seeding moments for global brands for IDL Worldwide. Todd is in his sixth season with the Portland Trailblazers. He works as brand development manager. He oversees major brand marketing initiatives and programs for the Trailblazers, including the Game Day poster series. He also leads the design and branding efforts of all Rose Quarter construction projects, in addition to overseeing the team's retail marketing and uniform design storytelling. Guys, we're on a three-way phone conversation, so we'll try to not step on each other, but thanks for being here today. We're excited to talk to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So you guys are here on behalf of their event, Game Day. It's a poster series showcase, benefits the Trailblazers Foundation. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. Basically, IDL, which Tim is representing, and the Blazers, where Todd is here from, have collaborated. You're creating this event. It runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on April 11th as part of Design Week Portland. For listeners of Metroscope, in weeks past, you've heard a couple different businesses and nonprofits come on who will also be at Design Week Portland. So this event will be there on Thursday, April 11th. The Blazers are teaming up with local artists who created unique poster designs for each home game. Let's just start with, how did this collaboration begin, and tell us a bit more about the event itself, the Game Day poster series.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Todd with the Trailblazers. We started our poster series last year, 17-18 season, and pretty early on, everybody was expecting and wanting to see all the posters lined up in a gallery setting. So last year, we were able to partner with our own internal group sales team and showcase the posters at our Ale Fest. This year, that Ale Fest timing was a little bit earlier, so we didn't have all the posters available to showcase, and we had worked with IDL, who's a season ticket member of ours, and we hosted in partnership with Nike. They helped us launch our City Edition jerseys in November. We had a really cool pop-up display in the arena, and we also had an art show over at the Cleaners at the Ace Hotel. And so in coming up with both of those, you know, looking for a new location for, you know, without the Rip City Ale Fest, and then knowing the great work that IDL does, we just got started talking and figured this could be a really good opportunity with Design Week Portland and incorporating what has been a very popular program for us with the Game Day poster series, and working together with them to really build it out into a much bigger and robust event for Design Week.
And you can check out the website, designportland.org, and then go to the events page as part of Design Week and find the Game Day Festival event, which is where the description of this whole thing is placed. And something that I think is really cool about this event is the use of the local artists, and I guess just the poster series in general, the use of the local artists. I was looking on the website and on a New York Times article that you guys were featured in, and the art is truly incredible. I mean, I'm not just saying that. Like, some of these artists and the work they've done is remarkable. How did you guys start finding these local artists? And I guess how did that kind of start to work itself out with this game day poster series, and how'd you bring them in, and how does that whole collaboration work on that end with these local artists in the Portland area?
Absolutely, and I'll give a little short answer and then let Tim jump in because he is one of the artists. But for example, we had used Tim, and Tim was at the 13-14 season maybe a couple years back. Tim actually designed the pint glasses that we gave away to all fans in that season, right? So kind of a replica of the Dairy Queen glasses that were very popular in the 80s and 90s. So we brought those back. And so we had kind of this portfolio of artists to start with that we had worked with recently and knew that they had an interest in the Trailblazers. And then we also reached out through people like Design Week Portland and Portland Street Art Alliance and the Regional Arts and Culture Council and some of the local art schools to really find some artists that would be interested. And we reached out with the idea, kind of the parameters, and then kind of went from there. And since then, we've just been taking applications through our website at trailblazers.com/posters for any future artists that wanted to participate.
Yeah, from the artist perspective, it was pretty cool opportunity to get an email from Todd just asking to make some art. And I was a part of the inaugural season, which was last year. So it kind of didn't have a great, framework to work with. It was just like, this thing was all new and raw. So it was figuring out what you wanted to do. And the parameters were pretty loose. And it was pretty much like, hey, here, pick a game and let's go have some fun with it. The Blazers were pretty hands-off as far as creative direction. It was just a little brief at the start and then go wild with whatever you kind of want to do. So it was a pretty fun thing to be a part of.
Yeah, and I would say it was difficult to kind of portray the idea, before it existed to each artist and get the artist to buy in to this concept that didn't exist yet. But after we got through that, again, most of the artists were really excited to work with us. And then ever since then, fans and artists alike know what it is now. So there's a little bit of equity and awareness in the program. So now we have less of that explaining to do every time.
So the artists basically who are all local, I think for the most part, create this artwork, and it represents the matchup of the game that night, who the Blazers are playing, if Toronto's in town, if the Clippers are in town. And it, generally speaking, at least at a lot of the designs I've looked at, they have something to do with the opponent. I read that they can't use the logos due to copyright infringement. But generally speaking, this art will reflect the matchup of the night. And then you guys can correct me here, but there's about 100 of these pieces sold at every game, right? And you have to buy a ticket to the game to be able to purchase a piece of artwork because they're all sold inside the arena. Is that how it works?
Yes, correct. So, part of the idea behind the program was to get people to the arena and to incentivize people to purchase tickets. So the only place that you can buy the posters is at Rip City Clothing Company once the doors open for that night's game. We kind of leave it up to the artists as far as what their design is. As Tim mentioned, we don't really give a lot of parameters. Technically, it doesn't even need to include any kind of allusion to the matchup either. So if there's just some really cool art, ultimately the design direction is given to the artist to provide their interpretation and their representation of Rip City through their art. So whether or not that includes the opponent or not is really up to them. And we really, as he mentioned, leave that loose for their interpretation without, providing a lot of direction on our end intentionally.
So Tim, you were one of the artists in the inaugural season?
Correct.
Awesome. And
correct. That was,
how did you kind of see that progress from the artist standpoint of the designs and what I guess even what the overall vision was for this whole idea?
Yeah, I think when I got the email I was pretty excited, and I was kind of knowing you couldn't use player likenesses for copyright and things like that, I kind of approached it with the mindset that I really wanted to lean into Blaze as the mascot and do something pretty fun. I have like a 6-year-old. So I wanted to kind of make a poster that would be pretty fun for him and then also tie into stuff that adults would connect with. So I kind of played off the mascots. And when I picked my game, I was shooting for a game that had another animal so I could play Blaze or Trail Cat against some other animal from another team. And I ended up with Minnesota. Mm. So I had kind of Blaze against the Minnesota Timberwolf mascot and a spy versus spy kind of setup. So it would tap into some stuff that adults would connect with, but also be like a fun animal print for kids to could get down with.
No doubt. Can I just say that I love mascots, particularly NBA mascots, and Blaze is a good one. I mean, I don't know exactly what it's a cat, right? Is that what Blaze is?
Blaze is a one-of-a-kind trail cat, absolutely, and if you love him so much, he will actually be making an appearance at our event on April 11th there at IDL. So Gallery IDL will be where the show is, and you can come see Blaze and some Blazer dancers. We'll also have DJ OG1 there kind of spinning records and providing an atmosphere as you come and see all this cool art, like what Tim described that he designed with his poster.
There we go. So it's April 11th, which is a Thursday, runs from 6 to 9 p.m. And what's the location of the event?
It's Gallery IDL. We're 135 Northwest Park Avenue, out in the Pearl.
Out in the Pearl, 135 Northwest Park Avenue. Okay. And yeah, I was kind of reading a bit about that event, and I do want to get to that in a second, but just to kind of finish up on the artwork and how that works and the poster. So can you guys give us an idea behind the logistics? Like how many of those are printed for each game? And then how much do they cost? And then, you know, one of the real cool aspects behind this is the fact that a lot of the profits go to the Trailblazers Foundation, and, the donations that you guys, do in the community with that money. Can you just kind of speak to that? Maybe Todd would be good at speaking to the whole Blazers Foundation side of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, the initial concept of the program was, really, to treat it like gig posters at concert. So when you go there and they have a limited number of prints and really treating these more like art prints than what we're used to in the sports world as giveaways or anything like that. So we initially set out with a low quantity of 100. So we print 110. There's 10 artist proofs, and one of those goes to the artist, one of those goes to a season ticket holder, one goes to executives here, and then the 100 that we put on sale are only printed the 100, 12 by 18 size, and those are sold for $12 with all the proceeds benefiting our Trailblazers Foundation. Now, our foundation is a nonprofit side of our organization that benefits historically underserved children and families where they live, learn, and play. So last year through this program, we raised over $20,000 for the Trailblazers Foundation, and this season we're looking to almost double that, hopefully. So, you know, that's over only 100 for $12 at the arena and, you know, really benefiting our foundation.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you for that piece of information. So this is Todd and Tim. They will be at the Game Day Festival event. This is April 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. That's a Thursday. And again, this is part of Design Week Portland for all those Metroscope listeners that you've heard about a couple of the other businesses who will be there. 135 Northwest Park Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97209. If you're looking for the address, attendance is free. Let's talk a bit about what the attendee experience would be like if they were to come to this event on April 11th. What can people expect if they show up, I guess, in addition to the fantastic artwork that'll be on display there?
Yeah, Tim's designed the space. I think you can talk to that.
Yeah, it should be a good time. We have this gallery in our design studio, kind of our first floor. It's kind of open to the public. So we just kind of take that over and kind of make it whatever we can per show. And this is one of our biggest shows of the year, so we're really going all out. We've got a pop shot set up, made a leaderboard, so we're kind of having a little competition. We've got some custom basketballs made. It's going to be an auction. We're having some of the artists who did posters also design some prints to paint on some backboards and some custom basketballs. Those will kind of be on display. We've got every game day poster, There's a new playoff poster coming out that should be either around, or I'm not sure if we're going to have that on display or if it'll be the poster.
Yeah, we might use that time to even unveil it, depending on when our first playoff game is.
Cool. But we will have some screen printing of posters for the event, and then do you want to talk about our wine partnership?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll also have some Trailblazers partners represented there. So we're going to have Widmer Brewing with their co-branded Blazers Hef will be there, as well as Adelsheim will be bringing some wine from Adelsheim Vineyards. And we are working with them to launch a new wine collaboration for our 50th anniversary, which is next season. So Adelsheim will be on site, and then we'll use this show also to unveil the new wine label art. So the wine label art that will be going on our 50th anniversary wine bottle will be displayed and represented and unveiled for the first time at this event.
There you go. So if you're a Blazer fan, or if you're a fan of art, or if you're a fan of some craft beers, you can check out this event, which will be Thursday, April 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. Down there in the Pearl. I'm also seeing several poster artists going to custom paint 6 basketballs and 6 backboards for the show based on their poster designs, which sounds really cool to me. I saw, for the college kids out there, I've always seen the custom-made beer pong tables or picnic tables, however you want to phrase that, with the Blazers court on it. I definitely have a couple friends who have that. I think those are really, really cool designs, but these are also interesting. 6 basketballs and 6 backboards, and Tim, you can probably speak to this as far as kind of how that works, and then also these posters, which I assume people maybe frame them when they buy them or put them up. How does that work? What are the, I guess, Blazer fans or anyone who wants to buy these posters, what do they do with them? Do they typically frame them or just buy them to, pin up wherever they want? Can you talk to us a bit about kind of how the art display side of things works with this whole event?
Yeah, the ones we have up are will be for auction, but if you happen to get one, I've got mine in my little office man cave at home, and I've got one in my kid's room from one of the games I went to last season. There's a couple coming up this year I hope to get my hands on. There's people collecting each one. I've got some avid collectors going around. There's one guy, I think he's trying to get his hands on the individually labeled, like, number 77 for each poster. Kind of this rabid following that has sort of emerged, which is pretty sweet. And I think it's cool to be a part of that and have my name on that, and IDL's just kind of being a cool part of this first big show. Last year we had a smaller show, and this year we're kind of just trying to blow it out and have everyone come down and check all the art out, kind of have it all lined up. We've got the space. We've got some cool backboards going on in the space, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, that's great. I think, as Tim alluded to, we have each poster is hand numbered. So there's definitely some people who are trying to collect one number over another. Obviously, 77 was the year we won the championship. And personally, I've seen, everybody that, a lot of people complain to me that they're running out of wall space, right? So they've been putting them up and they keep buying so many because there's so many great pieces and cool looking art that they have to be real selective on which ones to get. But I've seen them pinned up in cubes. I've seen them framed in people's houses. We actually give one of the artist proofs to a season ticket holder every game, and it's signed by the entire team. So that is a really cool custom framed piece that we can give to one of our season ticket holders. But even as Tim mentioned, IDL had this great concept of doing these backboards and basketballs that we're asking some of the artists that are also painters to paint directly on, inspired by their poster art. So as part of the show, we will have a component where guests and fans can come purchase the art itself. So we'll be running an online auction. So once you're at the show, maybe there's a poster you like, we'll be auctioning off. Maybe they sold out at the game you went to, but we'll have the one artist proof available there for purchase through the online auction. And we'll also be auctioning off the backboards and the custom basketballs as well, all through our online auction service. So there will be opportunity once you're at the event to purchase all of those and then figure out how you want to display a poster or a basketball or a full-size backboard in your living room.
So when you say full-size backboard, I mean, are we talking the size of an NBA backboard?
It's close. I think it's around 52 inches.
Wow.
Think 52 and think more playground style. So the rounded corners, kind of what you might see at the park or something like that. But it is, yeah, they are pretty large.
That is the ultimate man cave move. I'm not going to lie. Or bonus room move is to buy a giant NBA sized backboard and hang it up. I think it's really cool, and I'm excited to see the design. So you said it's auction style once you get out there. So it's auction style. So you can't just buy a poster for $20 or whatever.
Well, we'll have posters for sale. So two different components. All of the game day posters and the backboards will be online auctions. So you can go online and it'll be open for that week to hopefully bid up and raise more money for the foundation. But when you're at the event itself, we will be Tim is working on a specific additional poster design for this event itself. And then you'll be able to buy, that's what he mentioned, as far as live screening at the event. So they'll be screen printing that right in front of your eyes while you're there at the event. And then you can purchase that for $20 with proceeds from that also going to the foundation.
Fantastic. And just to kind of bring this all the way back in with the local tie and the Portland area, and you know, anyone who's listening understands how big art is in the community, and we've had plenty of artists on this show, Metroscope, and again, you can listen to all of our podcasts. MetroscopePDX.com is the website if you want to listen to any of the other artists who will be participating in Design Week Portland coming up. And again, this event's coming up April 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. That is a Thursday evening. But yeah, and I guess you guys can both probably speak to this pretty well as far as just kind of the local artists and what that means to the event and kind of how it makes it even more special that a lot of these fantastic, truly, truly fantastic designs are coming from local artists. And just how have you kind of seen that, I don't know, positively impact the... whether it's the art itself or people having appreciation for the local artists when they purchase these pieces, what's it been like working with these local artists, and how have you seen that kind of benefit this whole effort?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the idea behind the program was to really highlight these local artists. So every artist has a local tie. Either they're from here, they might live elsewhere now, or they're not from here and they moved here, or like Tim, they grew up here and lifelong fans. So it's really been fun, and really seeing the excitement grow around this program. And as you mentioned, with the New York Times, and we just got featured in a French magazine last week, and really getting this global coverage, and more exciting to see the artists getting that coverage, because the feature really is the art, and the program wouldn't be what it is without such cool talent in this area, and really authentic and unique to the Portland scene is just the massive amount of artistic talent that we have here. So really, from the Trailblazer standpoint, we're just trying to kind of, relate to that and use that and really work together with the art community to bring that to life through the big platform that we have as a brand.
Yeah, it's fun to watch the art scene really grow here in Portland. Like, I'm again from here and went to Portland State, and I think I graduated 6, and I felt like at that time, you know, comedy wasn't great, but everyone was kind of like, you gotta get out of Portland, there's not a lot going on here. And since that time, I feel like Design Week's really helped foster this community, and a couple of the schools around here have really churned out some good artists, and I think, like, it's really kind of grown organically. People are moving here from other places because of the art scene, and like the love of the Blazers and the connection to the art scene seems to be a little stronger than a lot of places where, you know, art and sports don't always collide. They kind of run parallel in some places, but I feel like there's a lot of crossover here in Portland, and the Blazers are really helping foster that connection as well.
No doubt. I think that's very well said as far as the kind of intersection there between sports and art, particularly in the city of Portland, and how everyone in the city embraces the Blazers as much as they do. It's been really fun talking to you guys. Again, this is Tim from IDL Worldwide and Todd from the Portland Trail Blazers. Their event coming up April 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. If you guys would like to attend, go to designportland.org and go to the events tab. You can scroll down and click on the game day tab, which which details this event a bit more. The address, 135 Northwest Park Avenue here in Portland. Is there anything else you guys would like to comment on or let the listeners know about as far as the event and what they could expect when they attend, or really, quite frankly, anything else to do with all of the artwork that you guys have?
I would just say, you know, we hope to see you there. I think it'll be a fun event. It should be a lot of fun, you know, with the wine lovers and the art lovers and the basketball lovers and everybody there. And we'll really be hoping for building that hype leading into the playoff push. The playoffs will be starting that weekend. So hopefully we can build on some of that excitement here with Design Week Portland and host a really wonderful event with IDL.
Yeah, come check out a screen print with Blaze.
There you go. The artwork looks fantastic. The backboards, that should be something to see as well. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to try to make it out there if I can. 6 to 9 p.m. April 11th. All right, Tim and Todd, thank you guys very much for joining us on Metroscope this week. And best of luck with the event. And best of luck to the Blazers as they are looking to make a push come playoff time.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
We were talking today with Tim Weekland, creative lead at IDL Worldwide, and Todd Adams, the brand development manager for the Portland Trail Blazers. IDL and the Blazers have collaborated together with local artists to raise money for nonprofit efforts through the Trailblazer Foundation. Again, you can check out their upcoming event, Game Day, which will take place April 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. as part of Design Week Portland here in our area. Art on display includes posters, basketballs, and backboards will be at the event, and the proceeds will go to help the underserved in our area. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.